The faculty met today on this 20th day of November 80, 2013, to discuss matters relating to the backward trend the University of Liberia has taken, based on the fact that since the appointment of the Vice President for Academic Affairs and the Provost, Dr. Wally Elio Brownell, the university's standard has declined immensely. She lacks the experience, she lacks the qualification to head the Vice President for Academic Affairs position. And so decisions relating to scheduling, decisions relating to ensuring that the university academic programs are properly planned are always controversial, which is now leading students into violent resistance, that is disrupting academic activities at the university. Based on these conditions, the faculty decided that she must unconditionally resign, or else we are now engaging in a process where we call disengagement. As faculty members, we don't go on strike, we only disengage from activities we normally undertook. We also are demanding that our salaries and incentives should be adjusted in an upward fashion, which was promised by administration, and this they haven't done.
As you know, there are many problems in the Liberian educational system. Don't you think you're blaming her for everything?
Yes, she's like the general that runs the camp, the university. To him who much is given, much is desired. She has accepted much responsibilities that she's incapable to handle. If you have a PhD in accounting, what relation does it have to the position she occupies presently?
One would say that perhaps it's good to advocate for these concerns that you have. The other argument would be, would this action not penalize the students of the university? And are you saying that the students support your action?
I'm telling you the God truth. They support the action. What, you'll be living on campus. What is obtaining here is that the students have already been affected. They are learning in an atmosphere of tension where the university is then policed. By the time Dr. Dennis leaves the country and she's in charge, it's always problematic. He's on the ground, all is well. By the time he leaves, because she has this insatiable desire to foment conflict by using some students against other students, there is always confusion on the campus. So we've seen here that the students are in approval of this action because they have even asked for her removal on several occasions. So even the staff of the university was jubilating today. So you can see that everyone cannot be wrong. All of us in majority cannot be wrong, as opposed to one person who does not have the experience. Let us show where she was before, where she dealt with students and administrative affairs of a university. You must have the requisite experience. Our decisions are based on trial and error.